Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. First, news time, 12 noon, 86 degrees outside, highs to be in the 80s, mostly sunny skies, rain holds off until this evening and overnight. A federal judge in Green Bay heard arguments today on the government's effort to throw out an Obamacare lawsuit filed by Senator Ron Johnson. The Wisconsin Republican says an administrative rule makes it illegal to force him and his staffers to get coverage through exchanges which are designed for small businesses. Justice Department Attorney James Liu told Judge William Griesbach that Johnson has no right to sue. The government says Johnson has not shown how the law would directly cause him harm. Johnson's lawyer, Rick Enzenberg, said Johnson's being forced into illegal activity because the government is too big of an employer to sue the exchanges. Griesbach said he will issue a written ruling soon. State Senator Joe Lipom says he is not overly concerned that revenue collections are down halfway through the state's current biannual budget cycle. Speaking on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, he said collections are less than 1% from projections, and Governor Scott Walker's administration is prepared for this.
They have a plan in place. We kind of built some contingency plans in place to deal with some minor changes like this. We also have the largest rainy day fund in state history in place right now, so that if there is a smaller than expected revenue inflow into the government, we can, if necessarily, go into that rainy day fund.
Lipom, a member of the State Joint Finance Committee, says he is confident revenues will increase and allow the state to finish the biennium with at least a balanced budget. Police officers shot and killed a man in Racine yesterday. Police were called to a home around 12:15 yesterday afternoon and were told that a man there was suicidal. Officials said police shot the man after he threatened the officers and refused to drop a weapon, the type of which was not disclosed. The man later died at a Racine hospital. Residents nearby were stunned by the incident.
This is so unreal right here. It's unreal. Man, he never bothered nobody.
No names were immediately released. The Racine County Sheriff's Department was called in to investigate the shooting. A Milwaukee father is reaching out to a Good Samaritan shot by muggers after they tried to steal purses from two girls at gunpoint.
We want to thank him as much as we can for stepping up and helping out.
The man was shot after he tackled one of two men holding up two young women at gunpoint. Police say the Good Samaritan is expected to survive, though no arrest has been made in the case at this moment. Gas prices in Sheboygan County start off the new work week at a level that has been pretty consistent for the past weeks. The website Wisconsin Gas Prices shows prices in the county ranging between $3.65 and $3.69 for a gallon of unleaded regular. That continues to be slightly below the state average. Wisconsin AAA's fuel gauge report for this Monday, $3.67 a gallon, down 3 cents from 1 week ago and 5 cents from 1 month ago. The price does remain at least 20 cents above where it was at this time last year. A Sheboygan man will serve 3 years in state prison for selling heroin. 31-year-old Patrick Dufon faced a number of drug possession, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and obtaining illegal substances charges. He was charged after he had sold heroin 3 times to members of the Sheboygan County Meg Unit back in July and August of last year. It was these transactions that led to authorities to arrest him and conduct a search warrant at his residence to find additional illegal substances. Recently, Judge Terrence Burke sentenced Dufon to the prison time plus 5 years extended supervision. There are new statistics out about drug deaths in Wisconsin. Colin Bennett has the numbers.
Prescription opioid drugs have killed roughly 300 people a year from 2006 to 2012. That's according to the State Department of Health Services. All but 6 counties reported at least one opioid death in those years. Opioids are narcotic drugs like Oxycontin, Percocet, and Vicodin. They contain a synthetic form of opium, the primary drug in heroin. Opioids are considered by law enforcement to be a gateway to heroin use.
A Sheboygan man will serve 2 years probation for assaulting a person over a couch for sale in February. 19-year-old Andrew Aguilar faced battery, theft, and criminal damage to property charges for being one of 3 people who attacked an 18-year-old man outside his residence on MacArthur Avenue. The attack was due to a couch the person was trying to sell to a friend of Aguilar's, but was not delivered in quick enough time. Aguilar also was charged for stealing and destroying the person's phone. Judge Terrence Burke recently sentenced Aguilar to the probation, which could be 2 months in prison if he violates it. The two other people sentenced in the case, Devin Wollen and Marissa Mathis, have also received similar sentences earlier this year. Wisconsin leads the Midwest in the percentage of new businesses that survive for at least 10 years. The U.S. Small Business Administration said 41% of companies which opened in 2002 in the Badger State were still around a decade later. That's 6.5% more than the national average, and it's at least 10% higher than larger states like New York and Florida. However, Wisconsin falls short in its actual numbers of business startups. As a percentage of population, the Badger State has ranked near the bottom in new startups in 2002, 2007, and 2010. Wisconsin was dead last in 2002. A black bear was rescued by a lumberjack who saw the animal's head stuck in a milk can. It happened a few weeks ago near Rice Lake in northwest Wisconsin. It was captured on YouTube and got big public attention when Eau Claire TV stations aired the video. Garrett Smith said he was working in a wooded area when he saw the troubled bear next to a cornfield. He said the landowner gave him permission to drive across the field and use a skid steer to try and remove the milk can from the bear's hand. It worked after a couple tries, and the bear quickly ran off. As for your weather forecast, we should stay sunny for the rest of your Monday and warm, high near 84 expected. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms at times, heavy rain at times as well, low near 62. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day, a high near 75 expected. Currently outside, 86 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time, 1206.